It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Oklahoma City Dodgers. It is the third game of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers come into play today on a bit of a slide. They've lost five in a row, including the first two games of this series. It is Tacoma's longest losing streak of the year, the five straight. And it comes right on the heels of the team's longest winning streak of the year, a five-game winning streak. So win five in a row, lose five in a row, and here we are, the team 5-5 over the last 10 games, yet in a very streaky fashion. So the Rainiers hope to get back in the win column and start another positive streak tonight. On the mound for the Rainiers, right-hander Darren McCacken trying to be the stopper. He's 5-5 with a 5.11 ERA. He'll be opposed by Oklahoma City right-hander Michael Grove, who is just off the injured list, and he is 0-1 with a 5.91 earned run average this season. So Grove on the hill for Oklahoma City, and Darren McCacken on the mound for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight on Pride Night at Cheney Stadium. And once again, the weather is terrific here tonight, as we have had great weather throughout this homestand, and it looks like we're going to for the remainder of the homestand, which goes through the weekend, wrapping up with the day game on Sunday afternoon. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll get you caught up on the latest team news with the Rainiers right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Oklahoma City Dodgers tonight, game three of this six-game series. Yesterday, Oklahoma City won 8-1 when James Outman hit a grand slam in the third inning that put him up 5-0, and they pretty much coasted from there. Rainiers trying to get the offense going tonight, just four hits and one run last night on a Drew Ellis solo homer. No Rainiers roster moves today, but can report that Kyle Lewis is not in the lineup today after playing for the Rainiers the last 2 days. So Lewis still on the rehab assignment officially, but not with the club today. He may be back here tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Oklahoma City Dodgers, who enter play today with a record of 51 wins and 35 losses. They're the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and their manager is Travis Barbary. Leading off for Oklahoma City, playing center field, is Drew Avens. Batting second, the third baseman, Miguel Vargas. Hitting third is second baseman, Michael Busch. In the cleanup spot, the left fielder, Jason Martin. Batting fifth and playing first base is Ryan Noda. James Outman hits sixth. He's in right field. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jake Amaya. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Hunter Fiducia. And batting ninth and doing the catching is Tony Walters. On the mound, Michael Grove. Grove is 0-1 with a 5.91 ERA. The Tacoma Red Ears are 35-50 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for the Red Ears, playing center field, is Forrest Wall. Batting second, the third baseman, Drew Ellis. Hitting third, designated hitter, Kevin Padlo. In the cleanup spot, playing right field, is Jared Kelnick. Hitting fifth, first baseman, Zach Green. Batting sixth, and doing the catching, is Joe Odom. Hitting seventh, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Batting eighth and playing left field is Trey Ambergy. And hitting ninth, the second baseman, Alex Blandino. On the mound for the Red Ears, Darren McCackett. He's 5-5 with a 5.11 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Randy Rosenberg. At first base is Robert Nunez. And over at third, it is Scott Johnson. It is Tacoma and Oklahoma City in game three of this six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. As we are about ready to start tonight, the Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers in the third game of this six-game series. Darren McCacken wrapping up his warm-up pitches. The right-hander is making his 17th start tonight, 5-5 with a 5.11 ERA and an 88 innings pitched this season. He has struck out 84 batters, which is the sixth highest total in the Pacific Coast League. He's walked just 23 and allowed 82 hits. McCacken ready to face Oklahoma City. His first pitch to Drew Avens, the leadoff man, is hit up the middle on the ground and threw into center field. A base hit for Avens to get things started. And that's how this one begins. Avens with a single up the middle. He has now reached base safely in 26 consecutive games for Oklahoma City. Game time temperature just announced at 77 degrees. It is a beautiful evening here in Tacoma as Miguel Vargas gets ready to bat for Oklahoma City. McCacken's going to have his changeup working tonight because he will be facing almost entirely left-handed hitters. Only two right-handed batters in the Oklahoma City lineup, and this is one of them in Miguel Vargas. And the pitch from McCacken is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. The right here is wearing the home whites today. White jerseys, white pants with black hats. And Oklahoma City in their Dodger blue jerseys with the gray pants. Now the 0-1 pitch is up and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. McCacken working with catcher Joe Odom this evening. Gets the signs, and now here's his 1-1 pitch on its way to Vargas. And it is a swing and a foul back, strike two. Vargas hitting 296 with a 387 on base percentage, 884 OPS. It's at 13 homers. 61 runs batted in, is the third highest total in the league. Leads the league in hits and in runs scored. He's having a big year as a AAA rookie. Here's the pitch from McCacken to Vargas. No, a turn and a throw to first, and back in standing up is Avens. Green holding the runner on for Tacoma. So McCacken's ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. And the pitch from McCacken is swung on and popped up into shallow right field. Kalnick with a long run to get there, and he makes the catch near the foul line in shallow right field. Vargas is out, and one man is gone at the top of the first inning. So Vargas flies out to right, one out, and now Michael Bush will be the hitter. Bush, left-handed hitter, batting 262 with 10 homers. 35 runs batted in 47 games since coming up from AA Tulsa in the Dodgers system. McCacken's ready. Three infielders on the right side for Bush, and time called, and a pitch clock violation has been charged to Darren McCacken, who I don't believe has had one before. So that counts as ball one, 1-0 the count to Bush. And now McCacken is set. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled away, and the count's even now, 1-1. Darren McCacken, Mariners' 12th round pick in 2017 out of Long Beach State University. McCacken with a 1-1 count here. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. McCacken, one of just three members of the Red Ears right now who was drafted or originally signed by the Mariners. Now the 1-2 pitch. Inside for a ball, two balls, two strikes. It's joined by Anthony Misevich and George Kirby. So two balls, two strikes to Bush. And the pitch from McCacken is a swing and a pop-up foul on the third base side. Chasing it into foul territory is Ambergy. He might have room, and he does. He makes the catch down the left field line in foul territory, and Bush is retired, and There's the second out of the inning. Ambrecky doing a nice job staying with that foul ball, which initially looked, to me at least, like it was going to get out of play. But Ambrecky had a good read on it and was able to race over and make the play in foul territory. So two men are gone in the top of the first inning, and now Jason Martin is the batter. Martin, a left-handed hitter, batting .286 for Oklahoma City with 17 homers, 59 runs batted in. And the pitch from McCacken is swung on and bounced to short on a high hop, fielded by McCoy. Throw to first. It is in time for the out, and the inning is over. Darren McCacken works around a leadoff single. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Oklahoma City nothing, and Tacoma coming to the plate.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Darren McCacken works a scoreless top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. And Forrest Wall is leading things off today as Red Ears manager Tim Fedorovich really shook up the lineup today and gave it a different look. Wall in the leadoff spot. He takes a strike from Michael Grove, 0-1 the count. Wall's been hitting towards the bottom of the order recently. Today he's leading off. Kelnick, who's been leading off, is hitting cleanup. Oh, one pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Red Ears are facing a pitcher whom they have never faced before, and right-hander Michael Grove, who is getting his first taste of AAA ball here with Oklahoma City. Now the 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. He was just activated from the injured list today. He was out for about 2 weeks with forearm irritation, they called it. 2-1 pitch to Wall is a swing and a foul back, 2-2. His last start came on June 29th. Had a rough one in El Paso, like so many have before. And then he landed on the IL afterwards. 2-2 the count to Forrest Wall. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there. Strike three, and Wall strikes out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the first inning. So one down. Grove gets the strikeout, and now the batter will be Drew Ellis. At 21 and a third innings for Oklahoma City, Grove has struck out 18 and walked 13, and allowed 23 hits and 16 runs. Pitch to Drew Ellis is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Ellis homered yesterday, batting .231 in 15 games since joining the Rainiers with a .791 OPS. Now the 0-1 pitch is inside on the hands of Ellis, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the next pitch coming from Grove, and it's a breaking ball down and in. 2-1. Grove's been showing a curveball as his breaking pitch here in the first inning to the first couple hitters. Now it's 2-1 to Ellis. Is down low with a slider. So three balls, one strike to Drew Ellis, who can be a very patient hitter. We're just underway. Bottom of the first inning on a warm night here in Tacoma. No breeze blowing right now either. Now the 3-1 pitch. Over for a strike. And the count goes full, 3-2. So full count to Drew Ellis. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul on the third base side. Vargas is over, but this is out of play. And it is still a full count, 3-2. So 3-2 the count. And the wind of the pitch from Grove is a fastball called strike three. 96 on the gun at the knees, and Ellis goes down looking, and it is back-to-back strikeouts for Grove to start the bottom of the first inning. So now, Kevin Padlow is the hitter. And the pitch is lined up the middle and through into center field. A base hit for Padlow on the first pitch he sees. And the Red Ears have their first hit of the night. A two-out single to center for Padlow. And now Jared Kelnick will bat with a man on. Kelnick hitting 291 for Tacoma with a 945 OPS. 11 homers, 34 runs batted in 43 games with the Red Ears this season. And the pitch to Celtic is a fastball inside. That is ball one. So 1-0 the count. Now this one is down in the dirt for a ball. 2-0. Here comes the 2-0 on its way. And it is swung on and laced foul down the right field line. Kelnick yanking that pitch on a line down the right field line, but it hooked and went foul. Now here comes the 2-1 pitch, and it is swung on and popped up into shallow left. Long run in for Martin. He's not going to get there. It drops in. Rounding second and headed to third is Padlow, and he makes it there standing up as there was no one on the bag to receive a throw. It's a bloop single for Kelnick, and Tacoma has runners at the quarters with two outs. This was a pop-up behind third. Vargas, the third baseman, didn't really pursue it aggressively. Thought it was the left fielder's ball all the way, and Martin, the left fielder, couldn't get there in time. So Kelnick bloops one in there. And Tacoma has runners at first and third with two outs for Zach Green. Green hitting 236 with 13 homers, 746 OPS. And the pitch is a fastball for ball one, missing. See if the Red Ears could take a lead here. They have not had the lead in this series yet, trailing all night against Oklahoma City in each of the first two games. Now the 1-0 to Green is up and in for a ball. 2-0. So here comes the 2-0. And it is swung on and yanked to third and scooped up by Vargas. And he sets himself and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Red Ears threatened with two outs, but they do not score. Got a couple of hits and leave two runners on. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Boot Barn. We take work boots seriously. Work boots need to be durable, comfortable, and long-lasting. Thorogood has been constructing tough-wearing boots since 1892. Made for the rugged workday, Thorogood boots include certified comfort and safety features to support the toughest of workers on any job site. For job-fitted boots with over 130 years of industry-leading expertise, Thorogood at Boot Barn.
We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless. Darren McCacken's first pitch to Ryan Noda leading off the second is taken up high for a ball. It is 1-0. Noda, left-hand hitter with some pop in his first AAA season. Yanks one sharply to the right side, but it's fielded by the shifted second baseman Blandino, and he throws out Noda at first base. One man is gone at the top of the second inning. James Outman now the batter. He has been impressive in the first two games of this series, ripping a homer in each of them, including a grand slam that he banged off the scoreboard in right center field in the third inning last night. And the pitch to Outman is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now here's a swing and a pop-up foul, and that's going to get out of play. Simply a strike. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Now this one is swung on and hit into right center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit for Outman, so he is on with a one-out single in the top of the second inning. Got a fastball and lined it into right center. Jake Amaya now the batter. Amaya, right-handed hitter, hitting .223 in 26 games since coming up from Double A, and he takes up and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. He had a couple of hits yesterday and is 4-for-7 in this series. Outman leads from first, being held on by Green, and McCacken with his pitch, and this is taken for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Thank you. 1-1 pitch. Misses for a ball. 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And that evens things up. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Rainiers and Oklahoma City Dodgers playing their first series against one another since 2019. Here's the 3-2 again to Amaya, and it is outside, ball four. He lost him. McCacken issues his first walk of the night. Amaya heads down to first base. Outman takes second. And that'll bring Hunter Fiducia to the plate. Fiducia. He said it'll look ordinary in the scorebook, but it was anything but. Runners at second and third with two outs for the veteran Tony Walters, and he swings and misses. There's strike one. Walters, left-hand hitting catcher, who I don't believe has played against the Rainiers since he was with Colorado Springs on his way to the big leagues years ago as he came up through the Rockies system. 0-1 pitch coming from McCacken. And it is swung on, bounced towards second, and that's gloved by Blandino. A little flip to first for the putout, and the inning is over, and McCacken escapes the top of the second inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City as we move to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Joe Odom leads things off for the Red Ears against Michael Grove, who's into his motion, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss and a slider. There's strike one. Odom hitting .228 with nine homers in 48 games for Tacoma, .795 OPS. And the 0-1 pitch is a fastball called a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 0-2. Grove working in the mid-90s with his fastball, a right-hander out of West Virginia University. 0-2 pitch is a swing and a foul back. He was drafted in 2018 by the Dodgers, even though he had not pitched in about 2 years because of Tommy John surgery on his right elbow, and the Dodgers still made him a second-round pick. 0-2 pitch to Odom, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and Odom goes down swinging, and Grove has his third strikeout. Grove made his major league debut this year back in May 15th to be exact, at Dodger Stadium facing the Phillies. Made a spot start for the Dodgers, and he got the call from Double-A Tulsa. He had not made his Triple-A debut yet when he was summoned to the big leagues. Here's one down low for a ball to McCoy, 1-0. And that's something the Dodgers very rarely do. They put an emphasis on running all their prospects through the Triple-A level. So now the 1-0 to McCoy is taken for a strike, 1-1. He was the first Dodger player to make his major league debut straight from Double-A without playing in Triple-A in 8 years. Now the 1-1 pitch to McCoy is lowered away for a ball, 2-1. And for the Dodgers general manager, president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman, he'd been running teams since 2006. So there's a swing and a miss by McCoy. First Tampa and then the Dodgers since 2015. And it was the first time he had ever promoted a player direct from Double-A to the big leagues without him playing in Triple-A. 2-2 to McCoy. Down low, ball three. And Grove made his spot start. And then when they sent him back down afterwards, they sent him to Triple-A, and he's been with Oklahoma City since. 3-2 pitch. Called strike three. Down goes McCoy, and that is strikeout number four for Michael Grove. Two down at the bottom of the second inning. And now Trey Ambergy will be the hitter. Ambergy, six hits and 30 at bats since joining the Rainiers, a 200 average with one homer. Appearing in his eighth game tonight. The pitch is a breaking ball outside from Grove. 1-0 the count. Now this is swung on and hit in the air towards right center, shallow. And underneath it, the center fielder, Drew Avins, and he makes the catch with James Outman standing by, and Ambergy is out, and the inning is over. Rainiers go in order at the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down. We head to the third. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, we go to the third inning. No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. And Darren McCacken's first pitch to Drew Avins is in there for a called strike. And we're off here in the third. McCacken's allowed a single in each of the first two innings, including one to Avon that led off the ball game in the first, but Avon's ended up getting stranded at first base. McCacken's 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Yeah, the 0-2 down and in for a ball. One ball, two strikes. So 1-2 the count. McCacken looking for his first strikeout of the night. And the righty's into his motion. Here's his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Avens, and one man is gone. In the top of the third, McCacken gets it, his first strikeout of the evening. And now Miguel Vargas will be the batter. Miguel Vargas flied out to right field earlier, 0-1. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch is popped up foul. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch swung on, bounced over McCacken near the second base bag, backhanded by Blandino, and he slings it to first base in time for the out. Vargas is retired, and two men are gone at the top of the third inning.
The second baseman, number 77, Michael Bush.
Now Michael Bush will be the batter. Left-handed hitter. Bush is 5-for-11 in this series now after having fouled out his first time up tonight. The pitch grounded to first, gobbled up by Green, and he'll take it to the base himself for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the third. Darren McCacken sets down the side in order. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma nothing, Oklahoma City nothing.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma on a beautiful Thursday night. Hey, tickets are still available for this weekend's games, including tomorrow night. We have our regularly scheduled Friday night fireworks after the ball game tomorrow night. First pitch, 7:05. Fireworks just a couple minutes after the last out. Here's Alex Blandino leading off the bottom of the third, and he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Got a night game on Saturday at 7:05, and then day baseball on Sunday at 1:35 in the afternoon. Now the next pitch to Blandino. Misses up and away for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Blandino back in the lineup today. Hasn't played since Saturday. So now the 2-0 is inside ball three. He's hitting 197, but with an impressive on-base percentage of .371 since joining Tacoma, as he has had an extremely patient approach at the plate and draws a lot of walks. The 3-0 is high ball four. There we go. He draws a four-pitch walk, and Blandino heads down to first base. So the leadoff man is aboard in the bottom of the third inning. And now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. First walk issued by Michael Grove. Now Wall looks out towards the mound. He struck out swinging to start the first inning, and he takes inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rainiers have had some trouble scoring recently, unless it's a homer. We'll see if they might try to get the running game going today. And well, there's a toss to first, and Blandino's back in standing up. Blandino is 6-for-7 stealing bases this season. Now the 1-0 is in there for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Rainiers do still lead the league in stolen bases with 105 on the year in 85 games. And they steal a good success rate, over 70%. So now the 1-1 is bounced up the middle, and that's going to squeeze through into center field, a base hit. And Blandino is around second. He will go to third. It's a base hit for Forrest Wall, and the Rainiers have something cooking here in the bottom of the third inning. Runners at the corners with nobody out for Drew Ellis. So an opportunity for the Rainiers to break through. Ellis struck out looking his first time up. Now he's locked in on making contact and make sure that he gets Blandino in from third. Oklahoma City is keeping the infield back, and they are shifted to the left side with Ellis at the plate. And the pitch with a runner from first going is a strike. The throw to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Forrest Wall. He went first movement, and he swipes second base for his 25th steal of the year. Wall is third in the league in stolen bases. And this was actually pretty close at second base, but Wall did get his foot in there ahead of the tag. So now runners at second and third, nobody out. 0-1 the count to Ellis. And the pitch is outside in the dirt, and that is picked by Walters. 1-1 the count. So ball to strike. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now this one is swung on and hit in the air towards left. Towards the corner moves Martin. And he's going to have room, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third base is Blandino, and he's going to score. And the Rainiers score the first run of the game on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Drew Ellis. Blandino tags and scores. Wall had to hold at second base. The Rainiers have their first lead of this series and their first lead, period, since the third inning on Sunday when they had a 2-0 lead in Reno. Well, here's a trip to the mound, and there is action in the Oklahoma City bullpen. Mentioned earlier, Michael Grove coming off the injured list to make this start, and it is going to be a short one as he is done. Travis Barbary, the manager of the Oklahoma City Dodgers, is going to the bullpen with one out in the bottom of the third inning and a runner at second base. So we'll take a break for a pitching change here in Tacoma. Red Ears have just broken through with the game's first run. Our score is Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We're in the bottom of the third inning. Right here is leading 1-0, and they have Forrest Wall at second base with one out. Kevin Padlow at the plate. New Oklahoma City pitcher is right-hander Mark Washington in his ninth appearance for the Dodgers. No record of 3.24 ERA. And his pitch to Padlow was in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Washington in 8 1/3 innings since joining Oklahoma City has struck out 10 and walked only 2. So he comes in with a runner at second, one out in the third. A brief outing for Michael Grove in his return from the injured list for Oklahoma City. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and there's strike two. Washington's getting his first taste of AAA this year. He was promoted from AA Tulsa at the end of May, May 28th to be exact. Had a 1.16 ERA there in 23 1/3 innings. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Padlow, and it is low for a ball, 1-2. Washington, 26-year-old right-hander out of Lehigh University. Now the 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it is swung on and fouled back by Padlow. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Rainiers with a run in this inning and a 1-0 lead in the early going here. Here comes the 2-2 to Padlow, and it is a breaking ball outside, ball three. So he's worked a full count, 3-2. Here comes the payoff pitch from Washington, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. And it is the center fielder's ball, and that is Avens, and he makes the catch. And that is the second out in the bottom of the third inning. Padlow flies out on a full count pitch. Now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick singled his first time up We've seen Kelnick get so many hard hits, liners for singles and doubles and triples, and his base hit in the first inning was a blooper that fell in. We'll take those too. Runner at second with two outs. And the pitch is swung on and hit well towards left. Back is Martin, but this is over his head and up against the fence. Around third is Wall. He scores, checking in at second with a double. And an RBI is Jared Kelnick. And the Red Ears make it a 2-0 lead. Kelnick jumps on the first pitch. It goes the other way. Fastball, and he just sent it to left over the head of Jason Martin. Nearly hit it out of here. It hit about two-thirds of the way up that left field fence. Jared Kelnick with his 17th double and 35th run batted in for Tacoma. And now Zach Green is the hitter, and he takes down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss. Counts 1-1 to Green. That closes the books on Michael Grove. The Dodgers starter went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, walked 1, and strikes out 4. 1-1 pitch now. Breaking ball low. 2 balls and a strike. To Zach Green. Washington checks the runner at second base. Comes set. Now the 2-1 pitch is a swing and a fly to shallow right. In on it is Outman, and he's calling for it, and he makes the catch, and that's the final out of the inning. But the Red Ears score 2 runs and take the lead at the bottom of the third inning. 2 runs on 2 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Two nothing, Tacoma leads Oklahoma City. We head to the fourth inning. Darren McCacken on the mound. He'll face Jason Martin, Ryan Noda, and James Outman in the fourth. First pitch to Martin is called a strike, a fastball. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch from McCacken is in there for a strike. 0-2. Now McCacken ready. The 0-2 pitch swung on, bounced slowly up the first baseline, and it trickles foul. So Martin still has life. 0-2 the count. We're going to get you caught up on what happened around the league last night. In the West, first place Las Vegas lost yesterday at home in a big way to Salt Lake, 15-8, as the Bees had 17 hits, led by Jake Gatewood, who was 3-for-3 with two homers and four runs batted in. Now the 0-2 pitch to Martin is up high for a ball. Former Rainier Dylan Thomas and Kian Wong also with homers for Salt Lake yesterday. At second place, Reno took advantage and picked up a game. So here's a called strike three, and down goes Martin, and McCacken has his second strikeout. One away in the fourth. And now Ryan Noda will be the batter. Reno beat Sugarland yesterday 6-5 in Sugarland as Dominic Marolio was 3-for-4 with a homer and three runs batted in. Nice to see him hit a homer against someone else for a change. And Seth Beer hit a two-run homer for Reno as well. So Reno picked up a game. They're 2.5 behind Vegas. And Reno has won five straight games going into today. Here's a roller down the first baseline. Fair ball over the top of the bag and towards the corner. It's picked up by Kalnick. Digging for second is Noda. Kalnick's throw gets past the second baseman but is backed up by Ellis. It is a one-out double for Ryan Noda. His grounder was hit pretty sharply, and it went right over the top of the first base bag. And first base umpire Robert Nunez was there for the call. Zach Green laid out in a dive behind the base and couldn't reach it. And Noda ends up with a two-base hit. So he's in scoring position with one out at the top of the fourth inning. Ends a string of six straight hitters retired by McCacken. And here's James Outman, who's been a tough out for the Rainiers in this series. Yeah, the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. In the East yesterday, Round Rock beat El Paso 6-5. It is now McCacken with his 0-1 pitch, and it is bounced foul. Round Rock getting the one-run win at El Paso with Nick Tanelu collecting two hits, including his fifth homer. The Federal Way native drove in a couple of runs. And Bubba Thompson hit his 11th homer for Round Rock and stole his league-leading 41st base. Now the 0-2 is coming to Outman. And it is up high for a ball, 1-2. And Sacramento topped Albuquerque last night in Sacramento, 5-4. Donovan Walton had an RBI double for the Rivercats last night. One, two from McCacken is low. 2-2 now. Now here comes the 2-2. And it is up and away. Full count, 3-2. Jake Amaya is on deck, first base open. One out of the inning. The 3-2 pitch is low, ball four. Just barely missed down low, and Outman draws the walk. So he heads down to first base, and there are two on with one out. And now Jake Amaya is the batter. McCacken with the pitch to Amaya, and it is taken outside for a ball. He's just barely missing with these pitches. Now the 1-0 swung on, bounced towards short, might be two. McCoy feeds Blandino there to first base, and it is in time for the double play. McCoy to Blandino to Green. And that gets the Red Ears out of the jam in the top of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tecoma 2, Oklahoma City nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Two to nothing is our score. Tecoma leads Oklahoma City as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Joe Odom, Mason McCoy, and Trey Ambergy to bat this inning against Mark Washington, who got the final two outs in the third after being summoned from the bullpen. And the pitch to Odom is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Odom struck out his first time up tonight, 0-1 so far. Now the 1-0 is low, two balls, no strikes. Well, we did our PCL roundup in the top of the inning, but have to mention something that has occurred today in the PCL that is something that does not happen very often, as here's a swing and a miss by Odom, 2-1. Salt Lake playing at Las Vegas tonight. So the 2-1 pitch is fouled back. They are in a rain delay in Las Vegas. They were supposed to start at 7:05. I guess they got one of those desert monsoons or whatever down there, and in a rain delay in Las Vegas on July 14th. 2-2 pitch hit sharply into right field. A base hit for Joe Odom. Ground ball hit hard through the right side, and he's aboard with a leadoff single in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy struck out looking earlier. He's 0-1. And the pitch to McCoy misses for a ball. Now toss to first base, and Odom back in. Odom's not going anywhere. One oh pitch, called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1. And it is low. Two balls, one strike. Reiner scored twice last inning. A sacrifice fly drove in Alex Blandino, who had led off the inning with a walk. So now the 2-1 pitch is lined foul down the third baseline. And then the Reiners had a two-out RBI double by Jared Kelnick that brought in Forrest Wall. Two balls, two strikes to McCoy. Time called and stepping out of the box is McCoy. Now the 2-2 swung on and hit well towards left field down the line. Back this goes and it is gone. A two-run home run for Mason McCoy. His eighth of the year. And the Red Ears open it up a bit. Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City nothing. Pitch yanked out of here by McCoy. Hit it onto the deck in left field. His first home run since June 14th, exactly 1 month ago. And McCoy gives the Red Ears a 4-0 lead. And now the pitch to Trey Ambergy is in there for a strike. Red Ears 120th homer of the year. Here's one up and in now. One ball, one strike to Ambergy. Now a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Here's a swing and a sharp shot on the ground through into right field, and that's a base hit for Ambergy. And the Red Ears have strung together some hits here in the fourth inning. Base hit for Odom, homer by McCoy, and now this a hard hit single to right field by Ambergy. And now Alex Blandino is going to try to keep it going. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away on the first base side. 0-1 the count. Now this one's down in the dirt for a ball. Toss to first base, and back in standing up is Ambergy. Now here's one down and in. So two balls, one strike to Blandino. And this pitch is inside, ball three, and he's way out ahead of the count. Oh. Now the 3-1. Up and in, ball four, and Blandino heads down to first base with his second walk of the night, and Ambergy takes second base. And now a trip to the mound by the Oklahoma City Dodgers pitching coach, Dave Borkowski, who's going to talk things over with Mark Washington. And they are loosening up a right-hander in the bullpen that appears to be Marshall Kosowski. Rainiers with a 4-0 lead. They just doubled their lead on Mason McCoy's two-run homer to left field. And then Ambergy followed with a single and Blandino with a walk. Conference breaks up. Forrest Wall will be the hitter. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Here's the pitch, and it's bunted out in front of the plate, picking it up the catcher, Walters, and he fires to third, and they get the lead runner forced out at third base. Hang on, Walters now talking to the plate umpire, and they didn't rule that foul, did they? Or did they make an interference call? What's happening here? Now Tim Fedorovich wants an explanation. Zach Vincey down the line from the third base coach's box, also kind of listening in from afar. This ball was bunted right in front of the plate, and I think the Rainiers felt like maybe it was foul, I guess, off of Wall's foot. If you saw the replay on MILB TV, it did look like it spun kind of funny, but I don't know, Wall ran it out. Take another look at it from this angle. Bunt straight down, and oh, it hit the bat twice. That's what they're thinking. He bunted it initially. It hit the ground, bounced back up, and hit the handle of Wall's bat for a second time. And the umpires aren't changing anything. They're just calling it a force out at third as played. Here's the pitch now to Drew Ellis, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. So Ambergy forced out at third, 2-5 on the play. Blandino at second, and Wall reaches on a fielder's choice. Oh, and won the count to Ellis, and now the pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. And this pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 2-1. So two balls and a strike to Ellis as the Red Ears try to tack on more runs here at the bottom of the fourth inning. And the pitch is in the dirt, ball three. Pitch down and in, ball four, and Ellis draws the walk, and that loads him up. Blandino heads to third, Wall takes second, and Drew Ellis heads down to first base, and the Red Ears have the bases loaded with one out, and Kevin Padlow is going to be the batter, but he will not be facing Mark Washington, as Travis Barbary, the manager of the Dodgers, is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen and bring in the right-hander, Marshall Kosowski. So we'll take a break for this pitching change here in the fourth. Bases loaded, one out. Our score, Tecumseh 4, Oklahoma City nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We're at the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma with a 4-0 lead over Oklahoma City, and they're looking to get more. The Red Ears have the bases loaded with one out. Kevin Padlo coming up now, and Jared Kelnick on deck. The new Oklahoma City pitcher is right-hander Marshall Kosowski. And the righty out of West Texas A&M with his pitch. And it is a fastball up and in. There's ball one to Padlo. Padlo 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a flyout. Kosowski 1-0 with a 2.31 ERA and 28 appearances for Oklahoma City. 35 innings pitched, only 22 hits allowed. 40 strikeouts, but 26 walks. He can be wild. The 1-0 is low for a ball, 2-0. So Padlo out ahead of the count, 2 balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. High ball 3. So 3-1 the count. Nowhere to put him. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball, and the count goes full, 3-2. Padlo took a pretty big cut right there and came up empty. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. And here comes the 3-2 pitch, and it is swung on and popped up foul, and that will get out of play in the seats on the first base side. So it's a full count still, 3-2. Rainiers lead 4-0, a chance to really open it up. Now the 3-2 coming from Kosowski, and it is swung on, grounded up the middle, and it's through into center field, a base hit. Blandino scores right behind him, his Forest Wall. A 2-run single for Kevin Padlo, and the Red Ears lead it 6-0. Padlo with a base hit through the middle of the diamond. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Six nothing right here, and opportunity knocking for even more. Kelnick's already 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. Both balls going to the opposite field. And the pitch from Kosowski is swung on and yanked in the air towards right center, but this is playable, and it is Outman, the right fielder, making the catch, and the runners have to hold their ground, and that is the second out of the inning. Kelnick going after the first pitch, flies out towards right center. So two men are gone, and Zach Green will be the ninth Tacoma batter to come to the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning. Green has grounded out and flied out so far, 0-for-2 tonight. And the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Outfield plays Green straight away. The infield is shifted with three infielders on the left side. Yeah, the 1-0 swung on and hit in the air towards right center, and drifting back is Avens, and the center fielder makes the catch for the final out of the inning. But the Red Ears put four on the board in the bottom of the fourth inning. Four runs on four hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
On we go to the fifth inning. It is 6-0 Tacoma. Darren McCacken's first pitch to Hunter Fiducia is called a strike, and it is 0-1. Next pitch on its way, and this one is over for a strike. No balls, two strikes to Fiducia. He grounded out his first time up, 0-1. McCacken now with the 0-2, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. That one got a piece of the catcher, Joe Odom. Hunter Fiducia out of LSU. And the 0-2 pitch is fouled away. Hopefully, Fiducia majored in accounting or finance so he could perform his fiduciary duty. No balls, two strikes, and the pitch is just outside. One ball, two strikes. F-E-D-U-C-C-I-A, Fiducia. 1-2 pitch. Broken bat, bouncer foul. A little dribbler foul on the third base side, and shards of the bat went flying up the first baseline. Fiducia has to go get a new bat. So ball and two strikes, still the count. And he's already on his way back to the batter's box. Now the 1-2 coming. And it is just off the plate outside. And the count's even 2-2. McCacken into his motion and the 2-2. Low ball three. Sinker dipped low. So full count. Three balls, two strikes. After it, McCacken had been out ahead of the count. And the payoff is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the third base umpire, Scott Johnson, on the appeal. And that's a leadoff walk for Fiducia. Third walk issued by McCacken tonight. And now Tony Walters is the hitter. Walters grounded out earlier, 0-for-1. He's been in the big leagues, Walters, since 2016, but not this year, however. So now the pitch to Walters is in there for a called strike. Walters has played in this league with Albuquerque when they were the Rockies affiliate. And the next pitch is an off-speed pitch for a strike. Walters was not ready for it. He had something stuck in his eye, I guess, and he's still working on that. And meanwhile, a live pitch was thrown. And McCacken's ahead of the count, 0-2. And Walters struggling with it right now. That was a live pitch to Walters. Here comes the 0-2. And it is low for a ball, 1-2. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and McCacken gets him for his third strikeout of the night. And one man is gone in the fifth, strikeout number three, and now Drew Avens is the hitter. Avens, 1-for-2 tonight with a single. McCacken's allowed three hits. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Mariners just won. They beat the Rangers 6-5. Big comeback for the M's tonight in the first game of that series. The 0-1 pitch is fouled back, and the count goes to 0-2. They were down 4-0 early. Came back to win it 6-5. Had a go-ahead two-run single by Ty France in the top of the eighth inning. O-2 pitch coming to Avens, but time called first by the batter. Now the 0-2 is swung on, bounced to the right side and threw into right field, a base hit for Avens. And moving up to second and stopping there is Fiducia. Drew Avens with his second hit of the night, a ground ball single through the right side. And runners are at first and second with one out for Miguel Vargas. The Vargas is 0 for 2 today with a fly out and a ground out. Tough customer at the plate, though. Vargas leading the league in hits, runs scored, third in the league and runs batted in. And he's up now with two on and one out. And McCacken's pitch is swung on and yanked down the third baseline. Fair ball headed towards the corner, extra bases. Fiducia scores. Avens is being waved in. He's coming around third, and he scores. Hit at second base with a two-run double is Miguel Vargas. And it is now Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 2. Vargas just went after the first pitch and yanked it down the left field line. His league-leading 100th hit of the season. And his 21st double. And he's up to 63, runs batted in. So Vargas puts Oklahoma City on the scoreboard. McCacken. Now set. And the pitch is ball one. Now this pitch is just barely missing for a ball. 2-0 the count to Bush. McCacken ready. And the 2-0 pitch is called a strike and the count moves to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is coming. No time called by Bush. He steps out for a moment. Now McCacken's ready. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it is swung on and hit sharply past the diving Blandino and into right. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Vargas. He's headed home. The throw to the plate. The tag applied. They got him. Jared Keldick gunned him down at the plate. Vargas seemed to hesitate coming around third, and that may have been the difference. Keldick picked up this base hit, and he was ready to fire, and he fired this into the plate on one hop to catcher Joe Odom, who put the tag on Vargas for the second out of the inning. And that is just huge for the Red Ears. Outfield assist for Jared Keldick. Two men gone, runner at second base, and now Jason Martin is the batter. And the pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Nicely done by the Red Ears with Keldick. Completely prepared there, charging that ball, unleashing his throw in a hurry. Sears a swing and a foul out of play. And Odom did a nice job at the plate, receiving it, keeping his focus. And getting the tag on Vargas. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming from McCacken to Jason Martin. And this is grounded up the middle. And positioned there is McCoy, the shortstop. And he fields it and throws out Martin for the out. And the inning is over. Big turnabout there with Keldick throwing out the runner at the plate. Two runs for Oklahoma City on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 2.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Red Ears with a 6-2 lead over the Oklahoma City Dodgers. And here's Joe Odom to lead things off. And the first pitch is grounded up the middle, gloved by the second baseman Bush, and he throws out Odom at first base. One pitch, one out. Marshall Kosowski retiring the first batter he faces. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy hit a two-run homer. Last inning. And the pitch is in at the knees for a strike. Now this is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Going to the count to McCoy. Now the 0-2 coming, and it is a fastball outside. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2 is outside again with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. 94 on the gun on the Kosowski heater. And the 2-2 is hit in the air towards right field. Lining it up is Outman, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. So McCoy flies out to right field, and now Trey Ambergy will be the hitter. Ambergy is one for two tonight with a single. Six-two Rainiers, two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch is popped up on the right side. Nota, the first baseman, calling for it, and he makes the catch on the outfield grass in a very quick bottom of the fifth inning as the Red Ears go three up, three down. We head to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the sixth inning. It is 6-2. The Rainiers lead Oklahoma City. And Tacoma with Darren McCacken on the mound to face Ryan Noda, James Outman, and Jake Amaya here at the top of the sixth inning. The pitch from McCacken is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Noda, who's 1-2 with a double so far tonight. Next pitch from McCacken is high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. So McCacken falls behind. A leadoff walk started a rally for Oklahoma City last inning. Let's see if McCacken can avoid that here. The 2-0 to Noda is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 is coming, and this is swung on and sliced foul on the third base side, and the count's even 2-2. Let's check in on our Seattle Mariner farm report. No wins on the farm last night, but some offensive firepower at AA Arkansas, which is good to see. Next pitch is fouled off. The AA Arkansas club had 17 hits yesterday and scored 12 runs on the road at Wichita. That was not enough to win the game. They lost 16-12 as Wichita had 22 hits. It was one of those nights in Wichita, Kansas. The 2-2 is over for a called strike three, and down goes Noda, and McCacken has the strikeout. And one man is gone in the sixth inning. Just frozen with an off-speed pitch. Strikeout number four for McCacken. And now James Outman is the hitter. Leading the Arkansas attack last night, the Mariners' double-A second baseman Caden Polkovich was 4-for-6 with two doubles and two runs batted in as there's a strike to Outman. Catcher Matt Scheffler had three hits and scored three runs. And outfielder Cade Marlowe belted his 12th homer. So there's a pitch in for a strike to Outman, and the count goes to 0-2. So McCacken out ahead. No balls, two strikes. And the next pitch It swung on and bounced to the right side. That's fielded by Green, and he flips it to McCacken covering first base in time for the out, and two men are gone in the top of the sixth. And now Jake Amaya is the batter. Amaya, right-hand hitter. 0 for 1 today with a walk and a double play grounder. Advanced Class A, Everett lost at Tri-City last night 7-1, only 5 hits for them, but they did have a good pitching show from right-hander Logan Reinhart, who went 4 scoreless innings, allowing only 1 hit for the Aqua Sox. So the pitch to Amaya is outside. And then Low A Modesto, the Mariners affiliate in the California League, they lost at Lake Elsinore 5-4 yesterday. Last year's first-round pick, Henry Ford, hit his 13th double, drove in a run. Here's a swing and a foul back. And we are just a few days away from finding out who this year's first round pick is going to be for the M's. The Major League Baseball draft is on Sunday. And the Mariners have the 21st pick. Picking a little lower this year because of the success they had last season. So here's one outside to Amaya. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Amaya, and it is called a strike on the outside edge, and that evens things up 2-2. There's action in the Red Ears bullpen for the first time tonight, a right-hander warming up, but McCacken is planning on getting through six. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Amaya, and it is low, ball three. That was close. Full count, 3-2. McCacken approaching 90 pitches on the night. Payoff pitch on its way, and it is swung on and bounced towards third. Fielded behind the bag by Ellis. His throw to first is on one hop, but still in time for the out as Zach Green stretched and reeled it in. And Amaya is retired, and the inning is over. McCacken sets down the side in order in the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called, and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now, I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 2. New pitcher in for the Oklahoma City Dodgers to work the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Dylan Betances. Betances in his eighth game for Oklahoma City, 0-1 with a 4.26 ERA. And Betances. Former New York Yankee with the pitch to Blandino, and it is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Betances coming back from injury. As here's one outside for a ball. He had season-ending shoulder surgery last year after pitching in just one game for the Mets and had injuries that really kind of kept him off the field for most of the season during from 2019 to 2021. There's one outside for a ball. 3-0 the count to Blandino. Since coming back, he's pitched in seven games for Oklahoma City, 0-1 with a 4.26 ERA, and in 6 1/3 innings, Betances has struck out 7 and walked 4. The next pitch is inside, and it hit him. Blandino hit by the pitch, and he will head down to first base. So Betances hits Blandino with the 3-0 pitch. And a man is on, and now Forrest Wall is the hitter. Betances was a four-time All-Star with the Yankees from 2014 to 2017. Here's his pitch now to Forrest Wall, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now here's one inside, and Wall steps out of the way, and the count's even, 1-1. One ball, one strike to Forrest Wall with a runner at first base in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Dellin Betances is set. And the pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side and threw into left field. A base hit. Blandino takes the turn at second and holds there. It's a single for Forrest Wall, his second hit of the night. And the Red Ears have two on with no one out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Grounder hit the other way. And now Drew Ellis is the batter. Ellis is 0-1 tonight with a strikeout, a walk, and a sacrifice fly. There's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. 92-mile-per-hour fastball running in on the right-handed hitter. And this one is swung on, hit in the air towards right, and lining it up is Outman in medium-deep right field. He makes the catch, tagging at second base is Blandino. He advances to third, and the throw went all the way through to third base, so Forrest Wall, the trailing runner, advanced to second. Ellis flies out to right field, deep enough to move up both runners. And now Padlo bats with two men in scoring position and one out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Adlow 2-for-3 tonight, two singles, two runs batted in. And he takes a breaking ball over for a strike, 0-1. One pitch. Outside into the backstop, and breaking home is Blandino, and he will score. Taking third is Forrest Wall. The wild pitch gives the Rainiers a 7-2 lead. Well, Betances has been kind of all over the place with his control in this outing. And that's completely understandable considering how long he was on the shelf for. And the Rainiers are taking advantage of it. Now a breaking ball is hit in the air towards right center. This is playable for Avens, the center fielder. Tagging at third is Wall. He's going to score, and another run crosses the plate. It is 8-2 Tacoma on the sacrifice fly off the bat of Kevin Padlow. Padlow has driven in three runs tonight. Now Jared Kelnick will hit. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI double. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers. And now here's one inside. Now here's one up and away for a ball, 2-0. Here comes the 3-0 to Kelnick, and he's just watching it, and it's a fastball at the knees for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. So 3-1 the count. And the pitch is inside, ball 4. Kelnick will take his walk. So he heads down to first base, and now Zach Green is the batter. Trip out to the mound by the Oklahoma City pitching coach. Dave Borkowski out there again. The next hitter is going to be Zach Green with a runner at first and two outs in the sixth inning. Betances mostly talking to the catcher, Walters, while the pitching coach stands by. Zach Green's been quiet tonight, 0-for-3. He's due for a hit. Had two hits in his last game on Tuesday, and the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. He had to turn out of the way of that breaking pitch. So 1-0 the count. Chances. Now the 1-0, and this one's inside, and it hit him. A curveball that hit Green. And this isn't, I mean, the fans are reacting, but this is just a guy who is wild. And that's it. That's all there is to it. This was a curveball that he lost the handle on, and it hit Green in the back. Wasn't even close to the strike zone. So two on with two out for Joe Odom. And action has started in the Oklahoma City bullpen once again. Now the pitch to Odom is a breaking ball and spins him out of the way. They just can't control it right now. Yadier Alvarez, the right-hander, warming up in the pen. Now the 1-0 is in there for a strike with a fastball that counts even, 1-1. Just a little while ago, back on July 3rd, as here's a swing and a foul down the right field line. Oklahoma City was playing a road game in El Paso. And you had Dellen Betances pitching for Oklahoma City and Robinson Cano in the lineup for El Paso. Yankee stalwarts of the mid-2000s. Or earlier, as here's one low and away to Odom. Cano has since been traded to the Braves and promoted to the big leagues. He's with Atlanta now. Two balls, two strikes to Odom. And the pitch is strike three, but it gets away from the catcher, and then they have to throw to first for the out, and they do. So Odom strikes out, and that ends the bottom of the sixth inning. Red Ears tack on two runs against a wild Dellen Betances. Two runs on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 8, Oklahoma City 2.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 8, Oklahoma City 2. And the Red Ears have gone to the bullpen for the first time today. Brought in Patrick Weigel to pitch the top of the seventh. Quality start for Darren McCacken. He went six innings, allowed six hits and two runs. Both were earned. He walked three, struck out four. Second consecutive quality start for McCacken. And it was his fifth of the season, which leads the club. And McCacken's in line for a W if the Rainiers bullpen can maintain this lead through the next three innings. Weigel's pitch to Hunter Fiducia is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. This is Weigel's team-leading 33rd appearance. He's 2-4 with a 4.34 ERA. In 37 and a third innings, he has struck out 42 and walked 22. Next pitch runs away from the left-handed hitter, and the count goes to two balls, no strikes. Now, the 2-0 pitch is coming from Weigel, and it is over for a strike, and the count moves to 2-1. Weigel, one of the Rainiers who's been here since day one. Signed as a free agent with the Mariners during the offseason. 2-1 pitch, called a strike, and the count's even 2-2. has battled back and brought the count even. And now the right-hander from Southern California with a 2-2 pitch. And it is a check swing on a pitch outside. And the batter held up in time. So the count is full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. And it is a swing and a liner into right center. That's a base hit for Fiducia. And over to pick it up is the center fielder Wall. Leadoff single for Hunter Fiducia. Hit number 7 for Oklahoma City this evening. And now Tony Walters will be the batter. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Mariners won 6-5. They were down 4-0 after the second inning and after the third inning as well. Now the pitch to Walters is in there for a strike. They scored in the fourth when Sam Haggerty hit an inside the park home run. And that was part of a big game for Haggerty as the next pitch is a strike. And three hits, scored three runs. Now, Weigel was about to throw his pitch and he hesitated halfway through, seemed to get his feet tangled up, and the umpire calls a balk and Fiducia is awarded second base. He went into his motion and then something didn't feel right with his leg and he stopped the pitching process, and because he had begun to throw the pitch, a balk was charged. Still an 0-2 count to Walters, and now the pitch is thrown and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Walters and there's the first out of the inning. So Weigel bounces right back and finishes up the strikeout. One down, and now Drew Avens is the hitter. Avens with a couple of hits tonight, 2 for 3. And the pitch from Weigel is swung on and fouled into the seats on the third base side, and that's strike one. Other big hits in the Mariners' comeback. They were down 5-1 going to the seventh. Eugenio Suarez hit a two-run single to make it 5-3. Sears pitch outs on the outside corner for a strike, going 2. And then down 5-3 in the eighth, they loaded him up for Julio Rodriguez, and he got hit on the hip by a pitch to force in a run and make it 5-4. And that's when Ty France followed with his two-run single to put the M's up 6-5. And they had some gritty pitching tonight from Marco Gonzalez, who did not have his best stuff at all, yet made it through 6 innings, which was important after they had played a doubleheader yesterday. 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Avens. And there is the second out here in the seventh inning. Back-to-back strikeouts, and now Miguel Vargas will be the batter. And the Mariners had to close it out with a one-run lead on the road, knowing they could not go to Paul Sewald after he had pitched in and saved both games of the doubleheader yesterday. Matt Festa pitched the seventh inning, and he ended up getting the win. Andres Munoz pitched the eighth, and Diego Castillo got the save in the ninth. So there's a strike to Vargas. Castillo now with 6 saves. One pitch, swing and a foul back there, strike two. Hey. Runner at second, two outs, no balls, two strikes to Vargas. Weigel trying to make it three straight strikeouts. The pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Ranging over is Wall and Celtic, and Celtic makes the catch on the warning track in right center, and that's the final out in the top of the seventh inning. Patrick Weigel pitches a scoreless inning, allowing a hit, and one runner was left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch. Our score, Tacoma 8, Oklahoma City 2.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 8 to Oklahoma City 2. And the Dodgers bring in their fifth pitcher of the night, right-hander Yadiel Alvarez takes over on the mound. 26-year-old right-hander from Cuba. And Alvarez is appearing in his 18th game for Oklahoma City. He is 3-1. With a 4.05 ERA. So Mason McCoy will settle in. He'll be followed by Trey Ambergy and Alex Blandino. Alvarez, in 20 innings, has struck out 20 and walked 16. And his first pitch is low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Dellin Betances went one inning, allowed one hit, two runs both earned, walked one, hit two batters with pitches, and struck out one. And a wild pitch as well. 1-0 on its way. And there's a breaking ball outside. Two balls, no strikes to McCoy. Here comes the 2-0. And this pitch is in there for a strike. And the count moves to 2-1. Now time called, and Alvarez, well, he was charged with a pitch clock violation. He threw the pitch anyway, but pitch clock violation prior to it, so it is three balls, one strike to McCoy. And now the next pitch is swung on and grounded to short, and that's fielded by Amaya, and they throw to first for the out, and one man's gone to the bottom of the seventh inning. McCoy grounds to shortstop, and now Trey Ambergy will be the hitter. Ambergy's 1-for-3 with a single so far. So the Mariners won today, but so did the Astros. who in 10 innings beat the Angels in Anaheim 3-2. Jeremy Pena singled in the winning run at the top of the 10th. So there's ball 1-2, Ambergie. And the Mariners have won 11 in a row, and they've just made a ton of ground in the wild card race. In fact, if the season ended right now, this moment, they'd be in the playoffs holding the second wild card spot. So here's one outside to Ambergie. But they're not making up ground on Houston. The Astros have won 13 out of 16. And they lead by 11 games for the division lead. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Ambergie. The Mariners will take a wild card this year. That would be outstanding. Two-one pitch. And it is low for a ball. Today was game number 90 for the M's, so 72 to go. Long way to go. But this has been a really encouraging stretch, to say the least. 3-1 pitch is yanked foul down the third baseline, and the count goes full 3-2. Payoff is swung on and bounced slowly left side, charged by Vargas. He can't come up with it cleanly, and Ambergie reaches. It'll be an infield single for Trey Ambergie, and he is on with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ball bounced up the third baseline, and Miguel Vargas tried to barehand it, couldn't come up with it cleanly. Here's Alex Blandino, who is 0-for-0 with 3 runs scored tonight. Blandino has walked twice, and he's been hit by a pitch. And the first pitch to him misses. That is ball one. Next pitch, check swing, bouncer out in front of the plate. Picking it up is Walters, the catcher, and he throws to first and gets Blandino. Ambergie takes second base. It'll go in the books as a ground out to the catcher. So a runner at second now with two outs, and Forrest Wall is the hitter. Wall. 2-for-4 tonight with 2 singles, and he has scored 3 runs. Rainiers lead 8-2. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Tomorrow night's game is at 7:05 here on Fireworks Night, and Justice Sheffield starts for the Rainiers tomorrow. Former Rainier Sam Gavilio gets the call for Oklahoma City. He's 6-3 this year with a 6.10 ERA. Oh, one pitch is in there for a called strike. Next pitch down in the dirt for a ball. Checking his swing, his wall, but he held up in time. 1-2 the count. Wall trying to tack on another with a base hit. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Now the 1-2 pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is high, ball three, and it's a full count to Wall. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Alvarez got him, and that closes out the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs for the Red Ears on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 8 to Oklahoma City 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 8 to Oklahoma City 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the eighth inning. Nick Ramirez comes in from the bullpen. The lefty, having a tremendous season for Tacoma, will face a string of left-handed hitters here in the eighth. He's on in relief of Patrick Weigel, who worked a scoreless seventh, allowing one hit, striking out two. Ramirez is 2-2 with a 1.80 ERA, and this is his 29th appearance. In 30 games, he has struck out 26 and walked 18. His pitch to Michael Busch is a fastball that is inside, ball one. Busch is 1-for-3 with a single tonight. Base hit extended his hitting streak to 7 consecutive games. Now the 1-0 from Ramirez is up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Rainier's trying to end a losing streak tonight. Got to get through these last couple of innings, though. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Busch, and it is a swing and a miss. And that is strike one. Oklahoma City with the best record in the league at 51-35, only team with 50 wins. As there's a strike now to Busch, and the count's even, 2-2. Unless El Paso won today. If they won today, they got to 50. Yeah, they did. They beat Round Rock 7-6, so they got their 50th win tonight. They're actually going to pull within one game of first place if Oklahoma City loses. 2-2 is in the dirt for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. In the West, Reno won their sixth in a row. Shut out Sugarland 9-0 behind Corbin Martin. Stone Garrett with his league-leading 22nd homer. 3-2 to Bush is low ball four, and it's a leadoff walk in the eighth inning. So Bush heads down to first base. And now Jason Martin is the batter. Martin's 0 for 3 with two ground outs and a strikeout. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul in the home plate area. There's strike one. Nick Ramirez joined the Rainiers early in the season. Signed on April 10th by the Mariners. Here's his 0-1 pitch to Martin, and it is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. Ramirez originally drafted as a position player out of Cal State Fullerton by the Brewers. Converted to pitching. And that's worked out for him as he's pitched in 64 big league games with the Padres and Tigers. No balls, two strikes to Martin. And the pitch is just outside for a ball, 1-2. A 1-2 pitch, swung on and hit high in the air to right field and deep down the line, hooking, it is gone. A two-run home run for Jason Martin down the right field line. His 18th of the year, and Oklahoma City makes it an 8-4 ball game. So Jason Martin pulls one down the right field line for a two-run shot. And Oklahoma City draws a little closer. And now Ryan Noda is the batter. Noda's 1-for-3 with a double so far. And the pitch from Ramirez is swung on. It bounced right in front of the plate. Picked up in fair territory. And the catcher, Odom, tags out the batter Noda for the out. And Noda says, hey, come on, that was a foul ball. Are you sure? I thought it was foul. And he doesn't want to leave, but the home plate umpire, Randy Rosenberg, called it a fair ball. And Noda still discussing it with him. And now the manager, Travis Barbary, comes down the line from third. And he's not going to argue. He just wanted Noda to not do anything crazy. And Noda's now on his way back to the dugout. So Noda grounds out to the catcher unassisted for the first out in the eighth inning. And now James Outman is the batter. And the pitch is a fastball down low, ball one. Outman's 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a walk. And now a grounder to first, and that's fielded by Green, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the out, and two men are gone in the eighth inning. And now Jake Amaya is the hitter. Amaya 0-for-2 with a walk, right-hand hitter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a miss. There's strike two. So Ramirez ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. And And this pitch is swung on and pulled to the left side on the ground. That's scooped up by McCoy, and the shortstop throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Two-run score for Oklahoma City at the top of the eighth on one hit, the homer by Martin. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Tacoma 8, Oklahoma City 4.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Moving on to the bottom of the eighth inning, it is Tacoma 8, Oklahoma City 4. And the Dodgers bring in their sixth pitcher of the night. Left-hander Garrett Clevinger comes in from the bullpen. And he will face Drew Ellis, Kevin Padlow, and Jared Kelnick. He's on in relief of Yadier Alvarez, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing a hit with one strikeout. Clevinger's in his 20th appearance for Oklahoma City, 0-2 with a 3.12 ERA, and he starts Drew Ellis off with an off-speed pitch down low for ball one. Ellis is 0-2 with a sac fly and an RBI, also a walk tonight. Clevinger with a pitch, and it is inside for a ball. Reiner's got two in the third and four in the fourth inning to go up 6-0, and they have led throughout. Might as well add some insurance here in the bottom of the eighth if possible. 2-0 is swung on and lined into left field, and there's a base hit for Ellis. Scooping it up is Martin. Ellis will just stop at first base with a leadoff single in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Ellis has hit safely in his last four games and eight of the last nine. Pitch hitter here for Padlow. Scott Heineman will hit for Padlow. Padlow has been DHing today, so Heineman will just stay in as the DH. And the pitch to Heineman is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Matt Cook is warming up in the Rainiers bullpen. He's going to get the ninth, it appears. 1-0 pitch to Heideman is inside, almost hit him in the leg. Didn't, though. Two balls, no strikes. Garrett Clevinger has been going back and forth between Oklahoma City and Los Angeles, although that was mostly early in the season. Now the 2-0 to Heideman is called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. And Clevinger pitched in 22 games for the big league Dodgers last year. Two-one pitch to Heineman is called low, 3-1. Clevinger's out of the University of Oregon. And so is Heineman. This is an Oregon Ducks battle right here. The 3-1 is a fastball in there for a strike. And the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, called, strike three, and Heineman goes down looking, and there is the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. So now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. And Kelnick will have to deal with a tough lefty here. He's 2-for-3 tonight with a single, a double, a walk, and an RBI. And Clevenger's pitch is outside in the dirt, and that's scooped by Walters. Ball one. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it is called a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Next pitch to Kelnick. Low and away, 2-1. Kelnick's hit .259 against lefties during his time with Tacoma this year. OPS against lefties, about .750. He's hit two of his 11 homers against southpaws. 2-1 pitch from Clevenger is called a strike. A fastball that caught the outside edge. And the count's even, 2-2. Runner at first, one out, bottom of the eighth. Rainiers lead 8-4. And now a balk has been called on Clevenger, and Drew Ellis is awarded second base. So the balk moves the runner up. The plate umpire made the call. And I wonder if he just disengaged from the rubber too many times during this at bat with the runner at first. There's the new rule that says you are limited to two pickoff throws or disengagements from the rubber during an at bat when there's a man on. And if you do it a third time without getting the runner out, it is a balk, and we may have just seen that. Now here's the 2-2 to Kelnick, and it is bounced foul, first base side. That's one of the new pace of play, speed up the game rules in the minors that is, the rules are really working in the big picture, although I'm not sure that that rule is one that we're going to see moving forward. Now the 2-2 pitch is swung on and yanked to the right side and through past the diving Bush and into right field, a base hit. Here comes Ellis around third. They throw to the plate, and Ellis is out at the plate. And now Kelnick's going to second, and he is safe at second base, beating the throw from Walters. But the right fielder Outman just threw out Ellis, trying to score from second base on this base hit off the bat of Kelnick. Outman came up firing strongly and accurately to the catcher Walters, and Ellis was out by a couple of strides at the plate. 9-2 on the play at the plate. Kelnick credited with a single, and he takes second on the throw, but there are now two outs in the inning, and we have seen two runners thrown out at the plate by right fielders in the game. That's something you can go a month without seeing. And we've seen it twice tonight, once for each team. So Green will bat with a runner at second and two outs. And the pitch to him is inside for a ball. What an 0. Jared Kelnick threw out Miguel Vargas at home plate in the fifth inning, trying to score on Bush's single. And now James Outman throws out Drew Ellis at the plate from right field to try to score on Kelnick's single. Next pitch is waved at and missed. 1-1, one strike to Green with 2 outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now, a swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch from Clevinger, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 is coming, and it is low and away for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the ball was in the dirt. The catcher, Walters, picks it up and throws to first for the putout. Green is gone, and the inning is over. Right here, do not add on in the eighth. They had 2 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the ninth inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Right Ears are 3 outs away from a victory. They lead this game 8-4.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the ninth inning. The Red Ears trying to get in the win column. They had a 5-game win streak end in Reno, and now it's a 5-game losing streak, and they're trying to end that and start a new winning streak here tonight. But got to close this one out first. Need 3 more outs to put this one away. Matt Cook is in from the bullpen, and he is responsible for trying to finish this one. He replaces Nick Ramirez, who went 1 inning, allowed 1 hit and 2 runs, walked 1, no strikeouts. Cook, K-O-C-H Cook, will face Hunter Fiducia, Tony Walters, and Drew Avens in the top of the ninth inning. He's finished his warm-ups, and Fiducia heads to the plate, where he's reached base twice tonight with a single and a walk, 1-for-2. With a run scored. So heading up to the plate now is Fiducia. And now Cook is ready. And here's his pitch, and it is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Matt Cook. Now with the 0-1 pitch, and it is up high for a ball, 1-1. Cook spent some time in the big leagues with the Mariners early in the season this year. Here's his 1-1 to Fiducia, and it is a fastball called a strike, 1-2. 94 miles per hour on the radar gun. Cook now ready with the 1-2 on its way. And this one is swung on and fouled back, still 1-2. Cook trying to put him away. And this one is a swing and a grounder foul, first base side. Right here's about hit him 12-8. Tacoma scored first in the third inning. They have not given up the lead at any point tonight. Not yet. And now here we are in the ninth. Rainier's leading by four. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Fiducia, and it is swung on and fouled back. Still 1-2. Darren McCacken started, went six innings, allowed two runs. Very strong outing for McCacken, especially seeing how Oklahoma City swung the bats the first two nights here. Now the 1-2 on its way to Fiducia, and it is inside for a ball, 2-2. Dodgers have an excellent lineup, very left-hand heavy. The Rainiers are going to start a lefty for the first time in this series tomorrow when Sheffield takes the bump. 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit well towards left center field, ranging back his wall. He's there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the ninth inning. Fiducia flies out to fairly deep left center. One away, and now Tony Walters is the hitter. Walters is 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. Tony Walters. Another left-handed hitter. And Cook's pitch is a swing and a miss at a cutter, and there's strike one. Now the 0-1 is swung on and looped out into shallow left, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. And Walters is on with one out at the top of the ninth inning, a single into shallow left field. And now Drew Avens, and the top of the order comes up for Oklahoma City. Avens is 2 for 4 with a couple of singles and a run scored. And Cook with his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Right here's playing in a traditional lineup, alignment in the infield, although the shortstop McCoy is shaded up the middle. Outfield straight away with one out in the ninth. And the 0-1 is grounded sharply into right field, and that's a base hit. And Walters is around second. He will head towards third. The throw comes to third base. The tag, not in time. Just barely getting in there. Ahead of the tag is Walters. And runners are at the quarters with one out of the ninth. Keldick tried to throw out another runner, and this was a close play at third base, but Walters gets in there safely. Strong throw here from Keldick. And Ellis at third reached out with a tag, and it was just a hair too late to get Walters. Avens is on with his third hit of the night. And now Oklahoma City needs just one more base runner to bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning with one out. Miguel Vargas is the batter, and the pitch is called a strike. It's 0-1. Vargas is 1 for 4 with a double that drove in two runs back in the fifth inning. And he now has an 8-game hitting streak. 0-1 pitch is called, a strike on the inside edge, and Cook's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Vargas has not struck out in this series. The 0-2 pitch from Cook is a swing and a grounder towards second. Slowly hit, fielded by Blandino. He tags the runner, and that's all they'll get. Scoring from third is Walters. Vargas reaches on a fielder's choice. It is 8-5, but there are now two outs in the ninth inning. Vargas grounded it kind of weakly to Blandino, who had to charge it to field it, and he tagged out the runner and rolled over him to the ground and had no throw to first base. So Vargas with his third run batted in of the night and 64th of the year. Two outs in the ninth. Here's Bush, and he takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Left-hand hitter here in Michael Bush, who's 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Jason Martin, the tying run, is on deck. And he homered last inning. The pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. Cook trying to put an end to this game right here with the 24-year-old Michael Bush at the plate. And the pitch is called a strike, and it's 2-1. Now Cook ready, two outs in the ninth. Red Deers lead 8-5, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike two. So two balls, two strikes now to Bush. Cook steps off. Now he's ready to go. Here's the 2-2 pitch with two outs in the ninth, and it is down and in, ball three. And it's a full count. 3-2 to Bush with two outs. The runner at first, Vargas, will be running with the pitch. Cook is ready. Here comes the three-ball, two-strike pitch to Michael Bush, and it is swung on and fouled into the seats on the third base side. That'll be a souvenir. Still 3-2. Vargas returns to first base as he was running on that last pitch, and Bush resets in the batter's box. Cook comes set. And his 3-2 pitch again to Bush is a low with a fastball, ball four. So Vargas takes second. Bush draws the walk. And the tying run does come to the plate at the top of the ninth inning for Oklahoma City in the form of their cleanup hitter and home run leader, Jason Martin. And the catcher, Odom, goes out to the mound to talk to Cook. Martin homered last inning against Nick Ramirez, which was surprising considering how few runs Ramirez has allowed this year. And he's 1-for-4 in this game. Martin, a left-hand hitter against the right-hander Cook. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Martin. Always a power threat in AAA. Hit 10 homers in just 129 at-bats last year for Round Rock. He takes a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. So Cook's ahead in the count again. No balls, two strikes on Martin. with two outs in the ninth. Tying run at the plate. Raiders lead 8-5. Outfield playing deep. Infield swung around a bit towards the right. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. And it is still no balls, two strikes. Raiders trying to lock this one down, put an end to a losing streak, but it is never easy, especially when you're trying to beat the best team in the league, Oklahoma City. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch from Cook is high with a fastball, and Martin lays off of that. One ball, two strikes. Cook gets the signals from Odom. Vargas the runner at second and Bush at first. And now Cook is ready. And here we go. The one ball, two strike pitch with two outs in the ninth is on its way. And it is swung on and fouled back again by Martin. And it is still a ball and two strikes. Matt Cook, veteran right-hander for the Raiders. Trying to put this one away. Not a save situation. He entered with the four-run lead. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the ball game. Got him with a slider down. Martin swung over the top of it. And the Raiders get the win. 8-5, the final score. And the team's longest losing streak of the year, the five-gamer, has ended. Tacoma is a winner tonight, 8-5 over Oklahoma City. We'll recap tonight's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting MaryBridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Raiders win. They beat Oklahoma City 8-5. The final score tonight at Cheney Stadium. And the Raiders' losing streak is history. And now they'll try to start another winning streak as they will be right back here against Oklahoma City tomorrow night at 7:05. This game saw the Raiders score first and lead all night. It began in the third inning. First off, I guess we'll start with Darren McCacken, the Raiders starting pitcher, had an excellent game and put the Raiders in a position to win it. And he kept Oklahoma City off the scoreboard in the early innings and it was 0-0 when we went to the bottom of the second inning. Alex Blandino drew a leadoff walk against Oklahoma City starter Michael Grove, and then Forrest Wall singled to center field, Blandino going first to third, putting runners at the quarters. And Drew Ellis then followed with, Wall stole second base, and then Ellis hit a sacrifice fly to left field that brought in Blandino, and the Red Deers were ahead 1-0 in the third inning. Oklahoma City brought in reliever Mark Washington at that point. He got the second out of the inning, but Jared Kelnick proceeded to rope an opposite field double to left field, bringing in Wall from second base, and Tacoma was up 2-0 in the third. They opened it up in the fourth. Joe Odom opened up the inning with a single to right field, and then Mason McCoy launched a two-run homer to left field, his eighth of the year, his first home run since June 14th, and that made it 4-0 Rainiers. Tacoma did not stop scoring. They proceeded to load the bases on a single and a couple of walks. Padlo then faced reliever Marshall Kosowski, and he singled up the middle, bringing in two runs, making it 6-0 Tacoma. In the top of the fifth, Oklahoma City put two runs on the board against McCacken on a double by Miguel Vargas that brought in a pair. But then a big play with the score 6-2. Michael Bush singled to right field. Vargas tried to score from second base. Jared Kelnick hosed him at the dish, threw him out for the second out of the inning, saving a run, keeping it 6-2. McCacken got the last out in the fifth and pitched a 3-up, 3-down sixth inning. McCacken ended up going six innings, allowing six hits and two runs, which were earned. He walked three and struck out four. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the Red Deers added two more runs thanks to a wild Dellen Betances, who hit Alex Blandino with a pitch. Forrest Wall then singled to left field. A fly out to right moved him up to second and third, and Betances then threw a wild pitch that brought in Blandino to make it 7-2. And then Padlo brought in Forrest Wall with a sacrifice fly to center field, giving the Rainiers an 8-2 lead in the sixth inning. Rainiers did not score again, and it was up to the Rainiers bullpen to hold on. Patrick Weigel pitched a scoreless seventh. Nick Ramirez, who has just been nails all year, came into play with a 1.80 ERA. Actually got scored on in the eighth inning. He walked Michael Bush, and Jason Martin pulled a two-run homer to right field. And suddenly it was 8-4. Ramirez did, after allowing the homer, get three real quick outs to put an end to the top of the eighth inning, like he usually does. Just a little hiccup with that homer, I guess. We went to the ninth. Matt Cook came in, and Cook got the first hitter out, but then things started to get a little dicey. Back-to-back singles put runners at first and second. Miguel Vargas bounced into a force out, but a run scored on the play that made it an 8-5 ball game. And then Cook walked Michael Bush on a very close full count pitch, putting runners at first and second. And the tying run was at the plate, and of course it was Oklahoma City's cleanup hitter, Jason Martin, who had homered the previous inning and has 18 home runs this year, and he's representing the tying run. But Cook struck him out swinging for the final out of the game, and the Red Deers were winners tonight. 8-5 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 8 runs on 12 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Oklahoma City scores 5 runs on 10 hits, makes 2 errors, and leaves 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Darren McCacken. He is 6-5. Loss goes to Michael Grove. He is 0-2. The time of the ball game was 2 hours and 53 minutes, and the attendance was 4,719. With the win, the Red Deers improved to 36-50 on the season, and Oklahoma City falls to 51 wins and 36 losses on the year. The Red Deers dropped the first two games of the series, but they win tonight, and they'll try to even up the series tomorrow night in Game 4. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. Justice Sheffield starts for Tacoma against a former Rainier, Sam Gaviglio, who's on the hill for the Dodgers. We'll be on the air with our pregame show starting at 6:55. Tacoma wins it 8-5 is the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard as the Tacoma Right Ears postgame show continues right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
Yahoo!
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Rainiers win. They beat Oklahoma City 8-5. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. More positive results for the Seattle Mariners. They keep on winning. They made it 11 straight victories tonight with a 6-5 come-from-behind win in Texas, a game that they trailed early 4-0. Sam Haggerty got their offense rolling with an inside-the-park home run, his second homer of the year, and that was a solo shot to make it 4-1. Mariners were trailing 5-1 going to the seventh. Eugenio Suarez hit a two-run single to make it 5-3. And then they rallied in the eighth, scoring 3 runs, making it 5-4 when Julio Rodriguez was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. And then Ty France hit the go-ahead 2-run single to put him up 6-5. The bullpen held on, and the Mariners get the win number 11 in a row, beating Texas 6-5. They're now 6 games over 500 at 48-42 on the year. Other finals today in the American League. Houston wins at Anaheim 3-2 over the Angels in 10 innings. It was 2-2 going to the 10th. Jeremy Pena with the go-ahead RBI single for the Astros. Ryan Pressly got out of the automatic jam with the inherited runner at second in the bottom of the inning to close it out. Astros beat the Angels 3-2 is the final score. Elsewhere in the American League, Kansas City beat Toronto 3-1. As the Royals, with 10 players not in Toronto because they're unvaccinated and couldn't get into Canada, called up 10 guys from AA and AAA and beat Toronto on their field 3-1. Angel Zerpa up from AA Northwest Arkansas got the start, allowed 1 run in 5 innings, picked up the win. Bobby Witt Jr., who got his shot in the arm, hit a homer, his 13th of the year. It was a go-ahead shot. And a rookie named Nate Eaton called up because of this situation, also homered for Kansas City as they beat Toronto today in a rather stunning result, 3-1, the final score. Tampa Bay beat Boston 5-4 with a 5-run rally in the bottom of the 7th inning. Taylor Wells and Yandy Diaz each with 2-run singles during that rally. Tampa finishes a 4-game sweep of the visiting Red Sox. And Cleveland shut out Detroit 4-0 in an impressive pitching performance from the skinny right-hander Tristan McKenzie, who went 8 shutout innings and gave up just 5 hits. He struck out a dozen. McKenzie has thrown 21 consecutive scoreless innings for Cleveland. Indians got back to the 500 mark with that win. Luis Robert hit a grand slam, one of his 3 hits. He drove in 5 runs in total. And the White Sox beat the Twins 12-2 in Minnesota. Roberts up to a dozen homers this year. Johnny Cueto got his 4th win for the White Sox. One interleague game today, the Reds and the Yankees in the Bronx. And Cincinnati beat them in 10 innings tonight, 7-6. It was 4-4 after 9. The Reds loaded the bases in the top of the 10th, and Joey Votto hit a 3-run double. And that was all the runs they needed because they did give 2 up in the bottom of the inning, but they hung on and won it. Reds beat the Yankees 7-6, win that series 2-1 on the road in New York. Aaron Judge did belt his major league leading 31st homer for the Yankees in the losing cost. In the National League, the Marlins beat the Pirates in 11 innings, 3-2, getting a two-run triple in the bottom of the 11th inning from Brian Anderson to bring in the tying and winning runs. Rockies defeat the Padres 8-5 at Coors Field as Randall Grichuk had two doubles and drove in three runs for Colorado. It was the Braves upending the Nationals in D.C. 5-4. Kyle Wright went seven innings and allowed just two runs to get his 11th win of the season for Atlanta, who had homers from Matt Olson, Dansby Swanson, and Michael Harris. The Dodgers shut out St. Louis 4-0, the final score in St. Louis. Tyler Anderson tossed six scoreless innings to get the win. He's 10-1 this year. Gavin Lux hit a two-run homer, his fourth. And the Mets shut out the Cubs 8-0 at Wrigley. Carlos Carrasco picking up his 10th win of the year with six scoreless innings. Pete Alonso belted his 24th homer, and the Cubs have lost seven in a row. And there's one game still going. The Brewers and the Giants just finished up the ninth inning in San Francisco, tied up 2-2. They are headed to the 10th right now. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for tonight. Here in Tacoma, the Red Ears beat Oklahoma City 8-5. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers win. They beat Oklahoma City 8-5. They end the five-game losing streak, and Tacoma comes away victorious with a nice offensive showing tonight. A dozen hits in this game, the eight runs on the board. Jared Kelnick was 3-for-4, drove in a run. Forrest Wall, two hits, scored three runs. Mason McCoy, big two-run homer early in the game to help the Rainiers build the lead. Trey Ambergay had a couple of hits. Alex Blandino, 0-for-1 with three runs scored. And the Rainiers win it 8-5. Strong start for Darren McCacken, who went six innings and allowed two runs in the quality start. And he ends up getting his team-leading sixth victory of the season. Some finals from around the league. Reno shut out Sugarland 9-0 in Sugarland, Texas. Reno's hot right now. They've won, is it six in a row? Yep, six in a row for Reno. And they picked up a game. They're only 1.5 behind first place Las Vegas in the West. Las Vegas got shut out by Salt Lake 2-0, and Jansen Junk doing the pitching there for the Bees. Only two runs in that game, scoring on homers from Jose Rojas for Salt Lake. So the Bees helping out Reno. Vegas' lead trimmed to a game and a half. Oklahoma City, who the Red Ears beat today, is in first place in the East, but their lead is down to just one game over El Paso because the Chihuahuas picked one up today by beating Round Rock 7-6. And Sacramento topped Albuquerque 3-2 in Sacramento. Well, as for the Red Ears, they're going to try to make it two straight wins. They've been streaky recently. They won five in a row and seven out of eight. Prior to that, they had lost eight out of ten. Then they win the seven out of eight, and then they lost five in a row. Now they've changed that by winning today, so maybe this is the start of another hot streak. Tomorrow night's game is at 7:05 p.m. Justice Sheffield starts for the Red Ears. Like the matchup with him against Oklahoma City, who has so many left-handed hitters, and I'm sure they'll cut it down from the seven they had in the starting lineup today. They'll get a couple of other guys in there and probably cut it down to four or five left-handed hitters tomorrow. But still, Sheffield's going to have a lot of left-handed hitters to face tomorrow with that slider he's got. That's a good matchup for him. He'll be opposed by Oklahoma City right-hander Sam Gavilio, who is a former Rainier. And Gavilio is 6-3 on the year with a 6.10 ERA. So Gavilio on the hill for Oklahoma City, Sheffield for the Rainiers tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m., and it is Friday night fireworks here at Cheney Stadium. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score tonight, the Tacoma Rainiers defeat the Oklahoma City Dodgers 8-5. Have a great night.